the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past and over o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, popping clips.
Yeah, another week of pop clips here. Starting out, this guy...
It's almost like you didn't say out. You said starting out. But go ahead. No, it's fine. Go.
This guy posted a video of his crazy girlfriend. That's the title of the video. And the description says, "This used to happen every day, but she tells my whole city I beat her. Bitch, the truth is out." So I don't know. Now, I don't know if this is fake, because these days people...
I know. Everything on the fucking internet is a fucking setup. And who can tell anymore? Even when something kind of looks real?
I mean, my instinct is always like, meh, probably not real.
Well, let me see. Let me be the judge.
Mark will be the judge.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Right now. Tell me. Why? Why? Why the fuck am I not good enough for you? Why?
Oh, Jasmine, stop.
Why did you like her fucking picture? Why,
Jasmine,
am I not good enough for
I
you?
I liked my friend's picture. That's
not
it.
Your friend, you
yes,
little whore.
Is.
You
no.
were flirting
you know
with
what?
Her before we started dating,
no,
retard. And you had conversations
retard.
With her.
You
why
can
did
say
you like
anymore.
A picture far back enough? The only picture of her wearing a dress, Brandon. Answer my question.
Okay,
I'm leaning towards
only
his
picture.
Right now.
Only picture. Ow. And you went 4 weeks back. You lied and said that you went on her profile and liked the picture. You went four
Ow.
Weeks back. You knew you were lying. Why did you lie?
Yeah.
I'm just going on her profile.
Why?
I mean, let's pretend for a minute that
Ow.
This is real.
Jasmine, stop it.
I'm angry for this dude because he's such a pussy. Like, why would you let some chick just do that to you? Climb on top, you start kicking your ass for some, you know, bullshit. But I know this is fucking
off
fake.
Get off and leave, please.
Why? Am I not good enough for you?
Jasmine, no one's ever said that you weren't good enough.
You're dating
a
girl
from
Aladdin?
Why do you like all these other girls' pictures? Why
Jasmine?
Can't you just be...
My,
why can't
first,
your eyes just look
no,
at me?
Actually,
why do you have to look at all these other fucking
Jasmine.
Girls?
Jasmine, who is the other picture that I like?
You always like girls' pictures.
No, I don't. No, I actually
Whoa.
Don't, Jasmine.
As you
yeah, you know what? It's not
like
even interesting. I'm fucking bored with this shit.
I know you do. I can't
no,
track,
I don't.
I can't track who you search on fucking Instagram, but you follow all these girls and you like a picture from 4 weeks back. Obviously, you're stalking a whole bunch of
Why
girls.
Do you need to track
She's speaking
everything?
Like she knows
because
she's being recorded, I think.
Look at other fucking girls when you have a girlfriend that does everything for you because you are just like your fucking father.
Coming from the girl who just sent all everybody knew.
No, I
is this
girl,
wait, is this girlfriend his sister?
I dated your father.
Yes,
I
don't.
Where's
anymore.
His father thing
That's
coming
yes,
from?
Thing. No, I don't.
Yes,
yeah,
do.
With my BlackBerry. Yeah, okay, Brandon.
I sent you nudes with my BlackBerry. Now I have an iPhone. I've never sent nudes with my iPhone.
Yeah, BlackBerry.
I respect my
no
iPhone.
No one uses BlackBerries anymore,
you.
Right?
When have I ever cheated on you? I've never cheated on you.
Don't you feel bad for the BlackBerry
no,
people?
I haven't
gotten caught yet.
I mean, for a long time, that was like the big thing.
Oh,
my BlackBerry. Now, do you know anyone who has a fucking BlackBerry?
Ow, so you cheated on me 8 times.
No, I didn't.
8 times.
8 times? I sent 8 nudes?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I sent 1 to Ty's and 1 to Blake.
Oh my god, are you fucking stupid? Are you fucking stupid?
What?
Do you know how many?
We were broken up, dumbass.
Okay, we were broken
That's
up
cheating.
For like
you know
4 days, and
we
you
were
fuck
up for a month.
And you fuck
no
somebody like 4 days
you
after.
You don't know when that happened. You don't know when that happened.
You don't know when I fucked that guy.
All right. I mean, there are crazy people out there. Like I said, I'm leaning towards fake, but I mean, whatever. There's crazy chicks out there, and there's pussy dudes who put up with it.
Next time, I have something awesome. If you have Cinemax, you know about all the adult programming they play.
Sometimes referred to as Skinemax.
And one of the films is called Hypnotica. And I don't remember what the fuck it's about.
About hypnotizing people into fucking you?
But the song, I think...
Just a guess?
I think it was like some machine or something. But anyways, throughout the whole thing is this theme song they play for every sex scene and like pretty much for anything.
You know what it is? Getting music, licensing music is super expensive, so you get somebody to write to score your film, and that probably costs a lot of money too. So You get one dude to write one fucking song, and now you just play that one song the entire fucking movie.
And here it is, Hypnotica.
They used to do that in 80s sitcoms. They would play the theme song again, just like during a sad part. They'd play it slow, and then they'd speed it up sometimes.
For faster stuff?
Yeah, I know. It would be the same fucking song. This I kind of like. Good beat. Follow my head. A lot of fucking went on during this music, I bet.
The whole movie is fucking, and this is the song they play for every love scene.
Make me a copy of this. During my lovemaking sessions, I'm going to start playing this.
I only fucked the Hypnotica now.
Yeah.
It's only like 2 minutes long, though, so you gotta...
Wow. So what, you gotta fuck like 8 times during this?
Good one, Mark.
Yeah.
Just put on repeat, I mean... Your girl's not going to be like, wait a second, didn't we just hear this song?
So you'll have sex with your girl, get dressed, go downstairs, make breakfast, come back up before the song's over. You do feel good, Hypnotica. What do you think this dude got paid to write the song?
$10.
Yeah, if that... I mean, it's pretty shitty. You really can't get more generic than this. Is there a baby crying in the background of this?
Could
I heard
be.
Some whining.
Can you shut that baby up? I'm trying to record a new song!
We're trying to fuck over here! Shut that kid up! Kind of done, man. I mean, we kind of got the point.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it's a...
You know what burns my goat? That's the name of this guy's blog.
Oh, you know what? He's fucking trying to rip off Family Guy. Remember Family Guy had that thing?
I know what grinds my gears. First of all, I don't know what it fucking even means to burns my goat.
No, he just made up some shit.
Anyway, here's what he has to say.
Internet idiots.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of What Burns My Goat. And man, let me tell you, my goat is fucking pissed off right now.
Is that a dude?
I live in Florida. Yeah. In this town, Okeechobee in Florida.
I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if he was a dude or really butch
this
lesbian.
Bitch, little lured this boy that's handicapped and disabled out saying she wanted to go on a date with him. And took him to a place where... Some fucking kid in a gang of at least 8 people beat him senseless and threatened him with a knife. Let me tell you, this is what the cops and people are doing in this little fucking...
Wait a second. They beat him senseless, then threaten him with a knife? Like, do you have to threaten him with a knife? Know. Or you just beat him senseless?
You really don't need to threaten after you kick somebody.
You know,
we
just beat you up and you're like, you're basically unconscious and you're in a pool of blood on the floor? Now we may stab you, so...
Yeah, I'm not really sure. And... Is that dude drunk? Because I'm having a hard time understanding him. Just his speech is a little, there's a little bit of slurring going on.
Town, they are covering it up, destroying evidence and stuff because the members of these kids, the family members, they are part of the Okeechobee Police Department, and some of them work for DCF. Let me tell you about corruption, man. It's bad enough we got a fucking president that's a goddamn asshole. Now we got a fucking town here in
Take
Florida.
Take it from a guy who's doing a shirtless vlog.
And,
I'm not sure how Obama's an asshole, but I mean, I'll take his word for it.
Take it from a shirtless, overweight guy with a mullet on the internet.
Through. You know what? I hope this video goes so damn viral.
I mean, I haven't done any research,
so... The FBI get a hold of it and shut the fucking town down. Let me tell you good old boys something there in Okeechobee. If I make a road trip up there, I ain't going to be none of you guys
I called that
none
town
of you goddamn fucking cops or you goddamn fucking DCF workers because you want to sweep shit under the rug. And you want to come find me, motherfucker, because
sure
I'll put your ass
He's
in the motherfucking
his
ground.
Like, really
plain
loud.
Fucking simple. You don't do that to a fucking kid and then bury shit. How do you think we got all that freaking violence?
Don't sweep it under the rug, Mark.
Minnesota or wherever the hell all these black people are getting shot.
He sounds like Jay from Silent Jay and Bob.
You goddamn racial motherfuckers.
Wait, Jay and Silent
straight
Bob.
Out, I'll tell you straight
to
like
Jay from
Clerks. You pull a taser on me, I'll shove that taser so far up your ass and zap you.
I
wish you were dying of a heart attack.
He just keeps
this is
ranting on.
I'm sending this to the goddamn
I'm not following him anymore, you know? Like, I was listening at first... And now, like, all I hear is...
You gotta think, too. The police department are shaking their boots right now because this fucking guy, I don't know if he's the one who posts... I guess he is. Scott Buchanan. He posts this shit, and he's like, oh, hey, we gotta cut this shit out. Scott Buchanan. He said his piece online.
Now, you know I fucking hate the police, and I am kind of a paranoid-type person. So, I have no doubt this could all very well be true. Does this shit happen? Sure. cover-ups.
And does it burn your goat? Sure does.
Yeah, I mean, let's say the police, you know, my kid over there got together with his friends and beat the fuck out of some handicapped kid. Almost killed him. Then they threatened to stab him after they almost killed him by a beating. But hey, let's hide the evidence. Nothing happened. Look, I could see that happening, sure. But you going on the internet, dude, that ain't gonna do shit.
Well, this is a special edition of Burns My Goat. This is a series, Mark.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've seen every episode of the normal ones, but I haven't seen all the special editions, but... I'm like, you know, it doesn't fucking matter, man.
One of the comments, the first comment on this video is that a mullet? And he says, yes, it is a mullet.
Oh, he actually answered?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Hey, listen, this guy, you know, he's got to get with his
You're
public.
Correct. It is a mullet.
It's public.
Very good.
Back in 1988, Bjork did some crazy interview with a TV that was taken apart, and this is what she had to say about it.
This is what it looks like. Look at this. This looks like a city.
How is she famous?
And all the houses which
because she's weird, you know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of weird people.
Maybe an elevator.
Why aren't they famous?
Up there. And here are all the wires.
And I mean, she's attractive. But, I mean, she needs some fucking tweezers for those eyebrows. Here are all
the wires. Really take care of all the electrons when they come
through. Electrons.
But she's a fucking crazy person.
They take care of that. They are powerful.
Well, I don't know. In 1988, I would have put up with it because she was pretty hot.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like now.
The electrons.
I'm sure she's even crazier,
this
too.
Beautiful television has put me, like I said before, in all sorts of situations.
They usually get crazier with age.
I remember being very scared to it because
she was scared
to it, Mark. An Icelandic poet told me that not like in cinemas where the thing that throws the picture from it just sends lights on the
screen.
Here
are like trucks and shit.
But this is different. This is millions and millions of little screens who sent
they're called pixels, lady.
On you. Some sort
it's not like the projection of the movies, Mark.
Electric,
this is millions and millions of little screens.
I'm not really sure.
That's
but
true.
Because there's so many
true.
Of them.
I went to TV
you're
repair
watching
school.
Very imagine many frames when you're watching
imagine
TV.
How much because she is now when we have doubled that or tripled that. You know,
oh,
have,
my
we
God.
We 1080
we
now.
We got 4K coming out. She's going to go
like
nuts.
This is like 4... 40, whatever.
420 was the, wasn't it?
Something like that.
480? I don't know.
480 or whatever it was back in 1988. I mean, she's like,
Probably not 420 because everyone would be smoking weed around their TV.
Yeah, 480. And now we have 1080. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Your head is very busy all the time.
This pussy.
Oh my God. This hairy pussy? What are you talking about?
Into one
I bet
picture.
It is, too.
And then... Because
you
could
look at her eyebrows.
That,
holy shit.
Very
I think I see her snatch coming up through her cleavage.
You're watching is really about... So you become hypnotized.
Hair must be wild.
So all that's on TV, it just goes directly into your brain, and you stop judging if it's right or not. So you just swallow and swallow.
Shut the fuck
this
up.
This is what an Icelandic poet told me once. And I became so scared to television that I always got headaches when I watched it. But then later on, when I got my Danish book on television, I stopped being afraid because I...
That's the thing.
I read
you know
the
what?
Truth.
People don't tell hot chicks to shut the fuck up enough.
I don't. You know what? I'm loving this interview.
And that annoys me. There's like really hot chicks that have no idea how fucking dumb they are. The shit they say, the opinions they have, no fucking clue. Because dudes would just be like, oh yeah, I know your TV, go right in your brain, you're right, that Icelandic poet, it was so true. Yeah, I felt the same way for the longest time. Not shut the fuck up.
Here is a pirate playing last summer's biggest hit, Get Lucky, with a theremin.
Pirate?
He's dressed as a pirate.
Arr, matey.
Just by a couple seconds of this.
Which, I'm not sure what a fucking theremin is.
It's
apparently it's an instrument.
Yeah, they use it in all the horror movies and stuff.
I mean, technically it's a musical instrument, but not really.
This isn't a theremin. Now he's looping whatever fucking instrument this is, I'm not sure what it is. Oh, it's a bassoon.
I've heard of a bassoon, but really, you know.
He loops his bassoon for this part, then for the lead part, he plays the theremin. Let's come up now.
The weird thing about a theremin is, you basically play you just wave your hand over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, I'm not exactly sure how it works. And why are they doing this, really? No one gives a fuck. Well, no one's coming around throwing dollars.
He's an amazing and talented musician named Jeff Burke.
I mean, that's your opinion. I'm not really sure his name is Jeff Burke.
I guess he's steampunk. He's not a pirate.
Steampunk? Whatever, man. I've heard of that shit. Some people are really into that, I guess. Here's
an interview with a Czechoslovakian chess player.
What happened? Did David blunder a piece?
Yeah, he blundered. Okay, but I mean, from the start of the game, I think that he made a mistake with this queen e6, and after knight g5, I was just, okay, almost winning. And then, okay, I decided to go this rook takes c4. I mean, okay, it's just, you know, just a miracle. I saw it for 20 minutes, and I did the wrong decision.
Is this taking a fucking breath?
Sometimes happens.
And he's speaking English,
you know,
by the way.
I mean, what for rook takes c4?
It's just funny, yeah.
C4, and you have a very strong center, two bishops,
he
and just e5,
d5 English,
is coming.
But it's,
I mean, okay,
so
just,
hard to follow.
I think
quite
is much better, and
he's,
I played rook takes c4.
So
it's
fast.
A big mistake. Then David played d6.
And using jargon,
and,
chess
this,
jargon.
If I really concentrate, I can, I guess I can.
You know, with this pawn down. Somewhere they should equalize.
He's like naming all the moves that we don't know.
As they have strong pieces, and maybe he has to go a4 instead of what he played, and everything. And maybe
what
at the end,
what do you think that interview was doing? The lady who asked the question.
Nodding.
After rook e1, I think
is she walking away slowly? Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Definitely. Yep. Well, thanks. So, yeah. All right.
You know, all the time, this pin on f7,
and he's like following her slowly, so she can't get away.
And I think he had to try for h5 instead of knight e3. And of course, after
it's
he
funny,
played
there is like
82 yeah, okay,
more minutes
miracle,
of this,
yeah, of course,
and it's only one question that was asked.
Well, okay,
this dude was one. Shut the
but
fuck
okay,
up!
But it's so strange, you know. In this, after bishop takes c4, you know, it's just
yeah, that's what I always
you know.
Thought. I'm glad
thank
someone
you,
is in agreement with me.
She asked one question. It was some interview. I asked one question. He talked for over two, almost
are
two
you,
minutes.
I'm positive. This never made it to air.
You don't
never.
Think so?
No, because why would it?
That's true. Here's a girl very excited because she just killed a helpless deer.
Yeah. She looks like she's fucking, I don't know, like six?
I'm not cold. I'm shaking.
Why are you shaking?
Look!
Now we see a dead deer on the grass.
And, yeah.
Are you sure you're not cold?
I'm not cold.
People would say, oh my god, this girl's so crazy. She's not. It's just fucking sad. She knows. This is how she was
tell
fucking brought up. And she knows she has to have this kind of reaction to get approval for her from her fucking insane family. She's super psyched that she killed this fucking deer.
She's killed six deers in her life, by the
and
way.
And there's a bighorn sheep up on the hill.
Nobody cares.
Right up there, but we can't shoot
nobody
it.
Nobody cares.
Nobody what?
Nobody cares about the bighorn sheep.
Okay.
This is
go
just,
sit
this
down
is
next to your buck.
Sad.
It's just twitching, honey. You're okay.
No, it's alive.
No, it's not. It's trust
you know
me.
What? I mean, I have no problem with fucking hunting. If you're gonna fucking eat. But to get such pleasure out of it, that's where I see something wrong. Listen, it's fucking free food, free meat, you know? By all means, go
not
ahead.
That good. You know what,
I love eating meat.
Deer meat is not that tasty, Mark.
I've never had it, but I mean, whatever. You know, fucking eat. And but you just fucking love it.
Here's our
love killing.
Our favorite vlogger, still a cutie, 123.
Not that cute, sorry to say.
We were watching other videos that aren't good for the air where her and her friend are just walking around in bikinis.
Oh my god, yeah. Her friend. That's why she looks like shit now, because her friend's like way hotter than she is.
Says Mark.
Yeah.
I have no opinion on this because they're in high school still.
Whatever. Oh, I know.
Hey guys,
can't see if they're attractive.
I'm going
or not.
To be telling you all about my
man,
hair,
like
my
shit,
hair type,
lady.
My haircut, my hair color, because I just got it done today and I love it.
Doesn't look that
it
good.
Is
kinda
all right. It's
looks
just
the same as it always
does.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So first, I'm going to go over what,
I'm waiting.
What, like, color and, like, that stuff that I just mentioned.
Yeah, it literally looks exactly the same.
Hair care.
Here's an idea.
And then I'm going to do
I'm doing your videos. Instead of telling us what you're going to talk about, just fucking talk about it.
Of hair products that my grandma just
that would be a nice change
back.
Of pace.
And then I called my hairdresser.
This video is 15 minutes long, and she's going through, like,
so.
And then I'm going to tell you about my hair
yeah, okay.
Supplies.
So if I put my hand up right here, that is so that you guys can see the color better, because it just, like, focuses on my hand instead of my hair. So, because you see how bright it gets. But,
how about white
so
balance in
at
your
the
shit?
Top, this is just
that
my
is
natural
true.
Color. I think that there are a couple streaks in it that are, like, this right here, that's like blonde, that she dyed. But for the most part, the top is my natural color, and I wasn't going to get ombre until I got there.
She's a weird
like, oh
mouth.
My gosh, can I please
I'm
ombre
telling you, there's
hair?
Something wrong
like,
with her fucking mouth. It's like it's half
I
melted.
I think it looks super pretty ombre. So I was like,
what's an ombre?
Yes,
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Ombre?
She had pictures on her phone.
What the fuck she's saying?
We came up with this. So well, I thought it was going to come out platinum blonde, which I was kind
of
scared of.
Of course, your knee slapping she likes
to do. Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it kind of looks more platinum on camera.
Why is she showing her breasts?
This is what she looks like she's doing. Now she's pulling it up.
I know. She's like, okay, here's my rack. I'll check it out.
So the normal ombre
listen, I'm not complaining.
Right
I'll
here,
check it out, I guess.
And goes down. And then I liked how she did my bangs.
Yeah,
and
titties.
Right
I got
here,
it. All
right. So that it's more blonde right there, if that makes sense. So, yes.
Perfect
and then
sense.
She just
yeah.
Let's move ahead a little bit and see if she's talking.
I know.
Younger, a little bit younger. I used to never cut my hair. I never got it cut.
I moved up 4 minutes and she's still talking about her hair.
A simple haircut. Yada, yada, yada. Bull crap. So I was just like,
so
I never
what?
Cut it. So I was like, okay, I need to get the dead ends off. And he was like, okay, so like right here would be good. That's
Can't
how much
a man
dead
hair
ends.
Cutter?
That's how long my dead ends butt ends were. So I was just peachy.
Well, you know
until
what? I take care of my hair, so I don't have all those dead ends.
And he went, chop. And in the back of my head, I couldn't tell, you know? So
I didn't
say anything. Then he pulled it forward. And I mean, it was a very drastic weight change, but I hadn't had my hair short.
A drastic
before,
weight
so
change? You fucking wish, lady.
That it shouldn't have been that light. And he flipped it forward, and it was up to here.
And let's go ahead some more.
No. Like, I went off. I was like, I'm not having...
This
I
is 4 minutes
13.
Later.
I was like, I am not having any of you all touch my hair anymore. And I told her, like, my mom put in... Like, my mom doesn't go there anymore, obviously.
I mean, obviously,
all, like,
yeah.
My whole family, like,
we just stop. We stop
me,
going.
Like,
we don't go anymore.
Me,
we go,
mom,
no.
We all boycotted
we all put
the place.
In, like, bad reports on the Better Business Bureau because it's not okay for someone to not, like, you. If you're a hairdresser, you need to make sure that you understand what you are doing or what the person is talking about. If you're not clear,
listen.
Made it blow.
Hair look like shit. All right. I had to, I
so,
was doing my
yes,
best.
That's my haircut.
Took her 90 minutes and 8 seconds to talk about her haircut.
So now's the time for the haul, kind of, that my grandma threw at me, pretty much.
Now she's going to go over some stuff.
Yeah, whatever. It's not your fucking haul. You didn't buy shit.
Anyways, if you want to see her videos of her bikini and her friend in a bikini, go
yeah,
through.
Check that out.
For the song of the week, this song is called Giddy Up Go by Red Sovine. Red Sovine, I don't know if he can actually sing, because in this song he basically just speaks over the music.
Hey, this is music. Is he gonna be one of these, like, well, me and my friend? Gonna be one of those?
The highway.
See, I fucking knew it.
Wonder,
oh my god.
Over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains.
Yeah, he's got a fucking speech impediment. If you're, dude, if your thing's gonna be talking over music,
all of them.
Come on.
Cause for the past 25 years.
Past
now,
25 years.
The cab
now,
of the truck has been my home.
Yep, I jerk
and
off in my truck.
It's kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Why, I remember the first truck I drove.
Hey, why is
I
this a song
so
of the
proud,
week?
I could hardly wait to get home
like
to
shit?
Show my wife and
it?
Little boy.
Sounds
and
good.
My little boy was so excited like when he saw his first snow.
His first snow?
He wasn't old enough to say too many words.
I would avoid
He just kept
words.
A hollering, giddy up go, daddy, giddy up go.
And the name of the song is Red Sovine, but he can't even...
Giddy Up Go.
Giddy Up Go.
Oh, he's Red Sovine?
Yeah.
Oh, thank
but he can't even say his fucking
bad.
Last name. He calls himself Red Sovine. That's not even his name.
Lot.
He can't even say it.
And then after about 6 years of being...
I'm Red Sovine. I'm like, no, you're not.
I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone.
They're dead? Who killed them?
I couldn't find out what happened.
Because you can't even say your fucking name.
Nobody
That's what happened, dude.
So they fucking left. Because this guy's out working trying to make money for you.
I know. Fucking,
giddy up, go.
Well, you know what?
Oh, I've made a lot of
You're hearing
all
his point of view. Maybe that was their greatest time when he was gone.
They knew
because when he came home, maybe he was a fucking drunk and he's beating the shit out of everybody. But he doesn't put that in his fucking talking song, no, does he?
The truck push, giddy up, go.
All he puts in, I'm out
well,
there, I'm out there working, working, making money for my family. When I come home, they're gone.
Beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig.
But he bought a
Both
new truck.
Blowing black coal.
Is that what he did? I'm not paying attention anymore.
And she pulled around and back in
front of me. He's driving now and some other car's next to him.
A big lump came in my throat.
Someone came in his
and
mouth?
My eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, Giddy Up Go. Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up.
Oh, wait, is that his son?
Till he went in.
His son's a trucker now?
I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop, and I said,
Shop?
How'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go? Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck.
That's what chance these two idiots meeting.
You know what?
This is bullshit.
It is.
I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop.
Because you left him, you
Mom
fuck.
Mom said he got the name for me.
Your father was a good man, but I believe him.
Wait, and he's saying when he was 16?
She died.
And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show.
Showed us name
and his
show.
Eyes got big and bright as he read Giddy Up Go.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, he just made up the song because I don't think this is true. I don't think this actually happened.
And now we've just pulled back on old 66.
I mean, dude, she left you for a fucking reason,
that
man.
Better than any gear jammer that
he was
I'd
a great man. Driving all fucking year to make us money? Let's leave his ass. Hate him. No, there's something else going on.
Go roaring down the road, and me staring at
I would say, for the son, hang out with this dude, I don't know, for like a week, then you'll see. That's why she left. Oh.
I think I'm going to take Giddy Up Go off my truck.
Yeah. Doesn't mean as much anymore, does
it? And I'm sick of him talking like this all the time. It's very annoying.
That would get irritating after a while. It's like, have you considered seeing some kind of like speech therapist or something? I don't know.
I don't sing to my songs. I just talk over them. And then I should Giddy Up and Go.
You know what? People will complain about like rap, but you know what? They're not really. They're almost singing. It's not just straight talking. At least they're rhyming.
True.
There's a little bit of melody there.
Well, that does it for this episode of Pop Clips.
It's true.
Let's leave you with some more.
Oh yeah.
Hypnotica.
Everyone, start banging. HotshotWizKids.com. Listen to the rest of the week.
Come over here. You like what you see?
Answer.